This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. Ryan, are you looking to boost your immune system?
I'm so ill that I fainted right before we turned the show on.
I hate to hear it, but I do think I have a solution. Introducing Mighty Muscadine, king of the superfruits.
Sounds like a superhero.
Well, these guys are practically superheroes. Every single one of their products are packed with organic polyphenol content, essential micronutrients, and I'm telling you, these grapes are just dripping with antioxidants designed to strengthen your body's defenses. It's going to help you stay resilient all year round.
And these guys have everything. They have grape juice, they have all natural energy shots, protein powders, they got seed oil, toothpaste, body lotion, shampoo, and here's the best part. You can use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on your purchase of Mighty Muscadine products.
And every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show. So don't miss this opportunity to supercharge your health and well-being with the incredible power of Mighty Muscadine. Visit their website now, that's mightymuscadine.com, and experience the difference firsthand. Remember, that's promo code T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away. With that said, let's start the show.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is Wednesday, December the 27th. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
You guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online, leave us a good review on iTunes or Spotify, where you get your podcast content from, really. We're going to leave a link in the description so you can do just that. And today's verse of the day, Ryan, you want to sing the verse of today? Today's verse of the day?
I would love to.
Because you know it's coming to us from Psalm 103. Ready?
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
A little impromptu concert for you there.
God is so good to us, and the only response that we have is to bless him. It's the only appropriate response, is to wake up every day and just say, God, my life rules, and it's because of you. Even when my life doesn't feel like it rules, I have everything that I need. I have air to breathe. I have food to eat. I have clothes on my back, food on my table, water in my bottle. And it's just so, I just got thirsty.
Water in my bottle. Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because, so I was a psych major in college.
About it.
And then, okay.
Just joking.
So, anyway,
go ahead.
One of the things we learned about was, it's called CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. Mm-hmm. And so in cognitive behavioral therapy, you focus a lot on what's called mindfulness.
Yeah.
And you know, there's secular applications and all that, but there are a lot of principles from CBT that you can use in a Christian counseling perspective. Mm-hmm. And one of those is what you focus on is what you will, what you choose to focus on is what you're going to fixate on.
Right.
So if you focus on all the things you have to do and all the things that stress you out and all the things you're worried about, then that's naturally what your mind is going to gravitate toward. Kind of like well-worn pathways.
Right.
But if you focus on the things that are positive, the things that are good, the things that are blessings, then that is where your mind is going to stay in a spirit of gratitude and a spirit of thankfulness. Mm-hmm. Like you're making well-worn pathways that way. And your behavior and your attitude and your overall wellness will follow. And so the same is true when we look at all the ways that God has blessed us. It should prompt worship. It should prompt right. gratefulness. It should prompt gratitude. That doesn't mean that the things that stress us out go away, but it means that we view them in their proper context, which is underneath God's provision and his sovereignty in our lives.
We talked about this a little bit on yesterday's episode, how we plan for the future, you know, how we make plans and we set goals for 2024. And the reason that we do that is not to give us targets that we will inevitably miss. A lot of people feel that way. I honestly went through a spell a couple years back where I felt that way. I felt like New Year's resolutions were just things that we set that we will inevitably be disappointed by.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you should do then is just set loose ethereal goals and even themes. And I do think themes are really helpful, and we set a theme for ourselves here at Clearview Church. Mm-hmm. But the idea of planning stuff out sort of became, and I think a lot of people feel this way, just a setup for failure.
Yeah.
And what we're saying here is that you're stressing about all the work that has to be done rather than focusing on the blessing that God is going to bring through that work.
You're talking about planning things out.
Yeah.
Right? And that includes planning when, you know, when things, certain things are made available, when certain things aren't made available.
Yeah.
We talked about this a little while ago.
I'm going to take a hard shift.
Uh-huh.
I hope that's okay.
Sure.
It's not, but go for it.
We're talking about what you focus on is kind of what your life kind of comes consumed by. Mm-hmm. Like if you focus on the positive, good things happen. If you focus on the negatives, you know, kind of bad things.
Sure.
And that's the only place your mind will go.
Sure.
I have to focus on a negative.
You hijacked
don't
Ryan's
have
segment
to.
For that.
We talked about the McRib.
Yeah, and I was hoping that would remain in the past.
No. I had an ad on my phone come up for the McRib.
Sure.
Your phone is listening to you, 100%.
Yes, but it is the McRib Deluxe.
So, okay.
Which has McRib.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me start from the bottom. Bun.
Sure.
McRib.
Of course.
Pickle.
Sure.
Okay.
Onion.
Okay.
Bun.
That's the McRib.
Deluxe. Bun.
Okay.
McRib.
Go.
Pickle.
Go.
Onion.
Go.
Lettuce.
Go.
No.
No, I'm sorry. Cheese.
Oh.
No. Pickle.
No.
Cheese on a McRib.
Onion.
No.
Lettuce.
No.
Tomato.
No.
Bun.
No.
It's too much. Isn't that too much?
Yeah,
I don't even eat a McRib.
It also seems confused. Like, I don't want, if I have a rib sandwich, I don't want lettuce and cheese on there.
Yeah. Well, I've never had cheese with ribs, like a rack of ribs with cheese.
I don't mean to be a jerk, but McDonald's, if you're going to do this, just stop.
It's can like, you get the regular McRib?
Hang on.
Like, is that still an option,
yeah,
or is
yeah,
it, are we
I
only
think
deluxe
that you
now?
Can.
I want to look up the.
All right. Well, I guess if you can still get the regular
thing,
McRib.
The whole thing is the deluxe. You
it's
can't
like
get a regular
you,
McRib.
It's like if you go to Chick-fil-A and you get a Chick-fil-A sandwich. You can also get a Chick-fil-A
You can also
deluxe.
Get a deluxe.
Let's look up a.
As long as you can get the regular McRib, I think that's probably fine. It's weird, but it's probably fine.
Yeah, why the McRib Deluxe? Okay, so it does have cheese. Now, I'm not going to lie. That looks like a good sandwich.
No, gross.
You don't think so?
No, with the cheese on it? No.
It looks. I mean, I'm looking at a probably a plastic prop, but.
No, I don't. I don't.
It looks good. The cheese is melty.
Seem...
It's got like the barbecue soft drip. Mm-mm. I might actually swing the other way and go for the McRib Deluxe.
No, I don't think
should
so.
Should we eat McRibs on the show?
No, I've never had a McRib.
Oh,
I don't
could
really,
eat them on the show then.
I don't really care to. I don't think it's going to taste good.
I don't care what you think. This is an excuse to eat a McRib on the show.
Why don't I just, I can go
get you could just
McRib.
Have a McRib, Dave. Here we go. People love the McRib.
Uh-huh.
But you know what else they love?
What?
Ice cream.
Okay.
Brand new McFlurry.
Yeah. McRib McFlurry.
The McRib McFlurry.
What?
The McRib Flurry.
I'm going to Google McRib Flurry and see what happens.
Ice cream blended McFlurry. With rib meat. Onions,
oh.
barbecue sauce,
oh.
and pickles.
I'm gonna throw up.
I'm throwing up right now.
I'm kind of.
That's
ill
terrible. I hate that. I hate that I even brought that up.
Yeah, let's hard segue out of this.
Sounds great.
Let's get back. Let's go to an ad. I'll go be sick, and then
right.
we can come back and do the
sounds
rest.
Good. Hey, I need to wash that down with a McRib.
If you're gonna be sick, have a shot of Mighty Muscadine.
Ooh, there you go. It make me feel all better. I could head right now to MightyMuscadine.com and use that promo code T-O-D-A-Y and get a huge discount off and also support the show while I do so.
That's right. Why don't you do that while we head to this commercial break? Visit MightyMuscadine.com. We're going to grab Dr. Shaw in just a minute. But if you have any questions or suggestions, write in and let us know. 252-582-5028. If you try the McRib Deluxe, write in and let us know how terrible it was.
Send David one.
Send this one to the P.O. box of the show. Or visit us online at Cleve Retail. todayshow.com. We'll be back after this.
Hey, what's going on, listeners? My name is John.
And I'm Ellie.
And we just want to take a second and let you know about Dr. Shaw's new book on the market right now called Can We Recover the Original Text of the New Testament? Boy, that is a long title.
True, but it's a very simple message. The original text of the New Testament is not only attainable, but there are lots of different ways that scholars go about discovering it.
There's a lot of people out there saying that the original text is lost forever, or that it's hopeless to actually try to find it, or that there's many texts of the New Testament. But alongside Dr. David Allen Black, Dr. Shaw has actually compiled papers from some of the world's leading experts in textual criticism, including one written by himself on various methodologies for extracting the original text. And listen, if you're interested in textual criticism, this book is a great introduction to the field.
You can pick up your copy on Amazon, or you can buy it from our church website. That's clearviewbc.org. We're going to leave a link in the description box so you can get your copy today.
Love that. Ellie, let's hop back in.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right. We are here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism. Dr. Shah, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you guys as
Merry,
well.
Merry Christmas the 27th.
We're done. I thought we were done. We hit the Boxing Day blues. We got through it.
No.
Yeah, it's time to start looking forward to New Year. See, here's the thing with you.
See, I am looking forward to New Year.
You gloss over Halloween. Gloss over Thanksgiving, but you won't even give New Year's a chance.
I don't.
We've
got
New Year's in 3 days. Two days, really.
And we can celebrate that in the spirit of Christmas.
So happy Christmas, New Year.
Happy Christmas, New Year.
Amen. All right. Very cool. I'm getting more and more frustrated by the second. We talked a little bit this week about goal setting. We talked about that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I know I love to do, and I don't know about you, but this is one of my favorite pastimes as all, is set really, really feasible, achievable goals, not do them, and then give every excuse under the sun as to why I didn't do those.
Almost as like you're crafting the goals, you already have the excuses tucked in the back of your mind, like, when, you'll never say this, but when I don't hit this milestone, here's why.
Here's why I can do it, yeah. Have you ever seen people do that?
Oh, yeah.
Even in their spiritual lives?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what the graveyard of excuses is all about. You're sitting there looking at all these things that at one time had some life in them, but then because of whether failure to commit to them or failure to understand or be realistic about them, that now they're sitting there in the graveyard.
Mm.
And even spiritual life can become like that.
I love that imagery, the graveyard of excuses.
Yeah. Mm.
This is where your goals
maybe
go to die.
Episode after all.
Well, it goes back to Luke chapter 9. That's where I got this from. In verse 57, it says, "Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to Jesus, 'Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.' And Jesus said to him, 'Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' Then he said to another, 'Follow me.' But he said, 'Lord, let me first go and bury my father.' Jesus said to him, 'Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.'"
Mm.
Hashtag truth. A lot of people have a problem with that. A lot of people don't know how to really rationalize this vision of Jesus in their head. Because we're just coming out of Christmas, little baby Jesus, meek and mild. And then you've got this Jesus who's saying, "Hey, listen, he's already dead. Don't even worry about burying him. You just follow me."
Yeah, and at first glance, I mean, the casual reader or the one who doesn't read all the way into the context would say, "Oh, Jesus tells us not to care about our family. Jesus says, you know, disregard your family. Your family doesn't matter." Right. When there's so much more happening here, there's much more in these verses.
Right. It's so anti, and I'm putting this in quotes, Christian, because the Christian life is to be humble and to take attention off myself. So Jesus is almost doing the exact opposite of that. Now, granted, he's Jesus, but when we see it through our own human lens, we see him saying, like you said, your family doesn't matter, I matter. And it's like, for me as a human, just a human being, that's like the antithesis of everything I've been taught that Christianity represents. But it's actually exactly what Christianity is that Christ matters.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this incidents took place during the early part of Jesus's ministry. Multitudes were coming to him, and it seemed like the movement was growing by leaps and bounds. And then Jesus had this encounter with three different individuals. And each of them had a desire to follow him, but unfortunately, they had second thoughts, and they sort of went back to the graveyard of excuses.
Mm-hmm. Nothing new under the sun.
Under the sun. Even today, people begin with a resolve to follow Christ, but for one reason or another, they go back to their old lives. And they refuse to leave the graveyard of comfort or obligations or even approval. There are three common graves in this graveyard of excuses. The first one is the grave of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the first guy. He said, as they were journeying around on the road, that someone said to him, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." Now, at first glance, it seems like this is an eager disciple, but Jesus knew his real intention. And apparently, he was approaching Jesus as a rabbi, which right there is a problem. You know, rabbis would gather a set of followers around them, and their job was simply to take care of the master's need.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like servants.
Yeah, but it was a very low risk, easy life with minimal sacrifices. Mm. We go where the rabbi goes. Yeah. Those people are going to feed the rabbi. They're going to feed us. So it's all good. Just sit back here, kick back, let it do
easy life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very cushy, very comfortable.
Right. So everything is taken care of. Jesus knew what this young man was thinking, and it would have been very easy for him to say, okay, come along, just join the group. They'll give you the lowdown, or they're going to go through the do's and don'ts, and mm-hmm. everything is good. Instead, Jesus says in verse 58, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
Mm. So if I've got like a sleep number, like a Tempur-Pedic mattress, I should probably just toss that.
Just get rid of that.
Yeah, just be like Jesus and sleep in the garbage.
No, no, no. This is not a call to renounce all the material comforts of life or just wander around and live under a tree. You know, we'd all be in trouble by now if that was the Christian life. What Jesus was saying to this young man was, do you really understand what it means to follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really understand that to follow me, you have to live an uncomfortable life?
Yeah.
And what does that look like? I mean, think about it. What does an uncomfortable life look like?
Well, I'm thinking of just like all of the spiritual discipline that you have to have now. We've been talking about that the past couple of days. I know we're going to talk about it a little more coming up, but just mm-hmm. now I can't do what makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Right. I have to do what's right. I have to do what Christ says to do.
Oftentimes it may be more comfortable for us to remain in a state of bitterness or a state of, you know, holding a grudge against somebody or just holding onto this hurt that's been done to us. Because mm-hmm. that's, you know, we feel justified in that, or we feel like this is, it's weird to think, but we've been hurt, but holding onto that hurt is almost more comfortable than letting it go.
Well, I even think about like you're now slaves to righteousness. So it's not even that I have to do it. It's I don't have the right to tolerate the sin in my life that I used to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
So all these things are part of that uncomfortable life. If you have a grudge against somebody, you can't hold on to it.
Right.
If you have some old dreams, it's comfortable to just hang on to those old dreams and desire. But if you follow me, you have to give them up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go on and on. But Jesus was telling this young man, following me will not be comfortable.
Mm.
In fact, it will get lonely, painful, tough, and disappointing. But here's the promise. You're going to be with me.
Yeah. Right?
And I'll be with you.
That's right. The ultimate trade-off, really.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's the first grave.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think even that's true for us. I'll follow Jesus as long as it's comfortable, you know, and I do. We have pretty comfortable lives compared to other Christians, you know, in other parts of the world. We have a nice church. We have this nice studio. We have heat. We have a congregation and leadership that supports us. It is pretty comfortable.
When I'm almost even thinking, like, for me personally, there are some people in my life that I'm close to that I know don't have a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And we have broached that topic of conversation in the past. But it's very easy for me to sort of almost write that off. Like, hey, I've tried to share the gospel with them. They've said no. We're just move on.
It's done. Yeah.
But that's me allowing myself to fall into the grave of comfort.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to broach that again because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable. It makes them uncomfortable. But do I care more about my comfort or do I care more about this person's eternity?
I want to dig deep into my faith as long as my pastor does the digging.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to sacrifice for Christ, someone else has to foot the bill.
I want to dig deep into my faith, but I'm going to hand my pastor the shovel.
Yeah, he's got the shovel. he's trained. You know.
But the second grave in this graveyard of excuses, again, going from Luke chapter 9, is found in verse 59. This is the grave of obligations.
Mm.
It says, then he, meaning Jesus, said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Now, at first, it seems kind of strange. Was this man's father dead and just lying in state at home? I mean, is there a funeral service about to happen? No, what he's really saying is this. My father is up in age. I need to be there for him. Once God calls him home, then I can follow you.
Mm-hmm.
So common.
Yeah.
I'll follow you as soon as things settle down. Let me just get my life under control.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we all say that we don't say that. We make fun of people who say that, but that is Christianity to a T. Let me just get everything under control, and then I'll be there.
That's right.
I'll be there.
And without knowing that, I mean, this is what, again, at first glance, people look at this and they're like, wow, Jesus didn't even let this guy bury his dad. Mm. But his dad wasn't dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's calling him out of the funeral service,
right.
Like, hey, it's time
speaking.
To go.
It's a manner of speaking.
We have obligations, things we have to do, and then we have the luxury of Jesus. That's how people see it. We'll partake in the luxury once my responsibilities are
right.
Done.
Right.
And it's a delusion because, I mean, let's just go by what he's saying. His father is going to die one day. But then what's going to happen after that? Of course, there's the funeral services. I'm sure there's going to be all those things, expenses. But then somebody's going to have to divide up the inheritance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He may have to share with his siblings, and that may be unfair, and somebody's going to fuss, and there may be a court case or whatever. Who knows how long it'll take to finally really bury his father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there, everything that goes with
that. There'll always be
something
else.
Yeah, there'll always be something. Well, we're trying to sell his house, so I'm trying to go ahead and get the repairs done.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a rough year, but I promise you, next year we're gonna get back in. But next year, something else, you know, came up. We got to fix the septic tank in my father's house.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it can only be done on Sunday morning between the hours of 8 and 11.
So that's it.
Yep.
That's the busiest time.
But as soon as things settle down, Lord, as soon as they settle down,
like,
I'm there.
Could you do the septic tank after church on Sunday? I wish. Oh, I wish I could.
Yeah. But we got a family barbecue.
Yeah, we got family pictures.
But I love his response. Jesus' response is like, let the dead bury their own dead.
That's right.
But you go and preach the kingdom of God. So it sounds like Jesus is being sort of insensitive, ignoring this man's duty to his aged parents. But no, he's actually saying, no, you're making an excuse. Mm-hmm. And I know you're making an excuse because the Bible talks about honoring your father and your mother. So here Jesus is not saying that. What he is saying is life is a way of keeping us obligated, especially for looking for excuses.
Mm-hmm.
If there's not one obligation, there'll be another. After the children grow up, after they're done with college, or after they get married, or after the grandkids go to school, it's never done.
Right.
So how long are you going
to
wait?
Yeah. Yeah. We're always waiting for things to settle down in our lives to the point where every trivial concern, essentially, and even the essential ones, they all become essential.
Mm-hmm.
And when those trivial concerns keep us from Christ, it's so easy to drift away.
Yeah.
It's so easy to even shift your thinking into thinking that Christ really is not that essential. I'll get to him when I have time.
It's such an insidious thing, too, because none of these things are bad things. I mean, it's not bad to be there for your kids. It's not bad to be there for your grandkids. It's not bad to see them off to college or see them get married. But when those things become, when they start threatening to take the place of God in your life, when they start threatening to supersede that relationship, I mean, that's when you start getting in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So we looked at the grave of comfort. We looked at the grave of obligation. But now there's one last grave that is a grave of that one last glance.
Mm. Oof. That's a killer.
One look back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me just soak it all in.
Yeah. So it says in Luke 9:61, another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me go and bid them farewell who are at my house.
Mm.
Again, sounds pretty reasonable.
Yeah. Can I say goodbye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just go. I'm going to do adios and we'll go.
Yeah.
we'll split.
That's right. So this was really not about bidding farewell to loved ones. It was about taking that one last glance. Go stand there and just take a deep breath and just reminisce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just take that one last stroll down memory lane.
Yeah.
And just one last hug. And just one last, you know, looking through the photo album.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Lot's wife in Genesis.
That's what I thought of as soon as we said one last glance. I was like, that's how you get turned into a pillar of salt.
Yeah, because that one last glance seems harmless.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dave?
Literally, I was like, that sounds like Lot's wife. I'm going to grab my mic and pull it down. And John was like, you know what? That sounds like Lot's wife.
I didn't mean to steal your thunder, man. I'm sorry. It's hard to see you up there. My bad. Yeah. I would have given it to you.
You didn't steal the one last glance to look at me.
You edit. You can just edit it out until where it sounds like you.
Nah, this sounds pretty fun.
That's all good.
So, you know, even today, people turn into, if you're going to continue that analogy, the pillar of salt with that one last glance.
Mm-hmm.
Some see pain, the things that have wounded them deeply, and they feel they can't leave until they heal.
Mm.
Some see regrets, things they wish that they had done differently, and they feel they can't leave until they fix those things. Some see failure, places where they messed up in life, and they feel their past would repeat again. Some even see disappointed faces, people in their life that are hurt because they're following Christ, and they feel they can't leave them. So all these things get in the way.
And it's such a dangerous order of things, because mm-hmm. I know order and method mm-hmm. matter so much. And what we're saying is, I want closure, then Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's that last hook mm-hmm. the enemy will put into you and say, nope, come on back here.
Yeah.
Or the world, the flesh, whoever.
Yeah.
To pull you away from following Christ.
Yeah.
And following Christ does not mean, listen, let me clarify, it doesn't mean you got to become a missionary or a pastor or submit to some ministry. No, following Christ can be just obedience in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just something in your life that you need to turn over to Him. Some area in your life where He needs to be more in charge than He is right now. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah. Can I share like a personal, how this
please,
has impacted
please,
me?
Please.
So there was a time in my life before coming to work here at Clearview, there was a time in my life where I was, you know, like job application after job application, trying to find a church, a ministry setting to work in. I was in seminary, and just hitting apply on different jobs. And I was so frustrated. I was so discouraged. I was working several jobs, had little, tiny little kids at the time. And you know, it was very stressful on me, on my wife. And so my family, love them, meaning well, would say things like, why don't you come back here and we can help you find a job. We can help you look for a place. And I just didn't sit right with me. And so there was one application that was left in this portal on the website. And I was like, Lord, I'm so frustrated. I'm so tired. I'm so burned out on trying to apply to different jobs, going through the interview process. Right. I'm done. I'm going to hit apply on this one and then I'm not doing it anymore. I'm tired of being disappointed. I'm not doing it anymore. If you want this to work out, you've got to take it. Otherwise, we're heading back home. So I hit submit, and then 2 days later, Dr. Shaw is when you called me and said, "Hey, I'd like to talk to you about the position here at Clearview." And I'm so thankful, so thankful that God brought me to a place where I was done with that one last look. I was done with that one last glance, because I was like, God, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. If you want to do this, you're gonna have to do it, and I'll follow you. But I'm tired. And if that didn't work out, I would have fallen into this grave. Yeah. I would have fallen into this, go back home with family. Not that I don't love my family, not that they're not happy that we're here, but I would have missed God's plan. Yeah. I would have missed God's plan for me, for our family, for us to be here at Clearview, to be working alongside you and John, you and David and Nick. Life would have turned out very differently.
Yeah.
And for us too, life would be very different.
That's right.
If either of you guys, John, Ryan, David, Nick, or the people in the office were not here. I mean, this is, these guys have been, and girls have been prayerfully chosen to be part of this team, prayerfully chosen, because ministry is a lot of fun, but it's not easy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, there are struggles, there are problems, there are places you have to work in your life. Like in other places you can work, but you can almost like separate your personal life from your work life.
In fact, not only can you, it's encouraged.
Yeah,
it's encouraged.
You keep your problems at home.
Right.
Here is just the opposite. It's like, no, bring your problems here. We want to help you. We want to work with you. We want you to use those to let God work through you in changing lives.
Right.
So it's actually an asset in a way.
Oh yeah, because at a normal job. And I put quote unquote normal job. I mean, a job that's not ministry or related around Christ and the church. They don't want your problems. They want your productivity.
Right.
You know,
right.
They don't care what's going on with your mother. In fact, it's much better that they don't know, because what I want is what you can supply for me.
Yeah.
Right.
This is what can we supply for you so that together we can impact the whole world with Christ.
Right.
And that's where even this radio show comes in.
That's right.
And I have to say, without a shadow of a doubt, that our team here at Clearview are people who are not living in the grave of excuses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, time to time, we often go to that graveyard and look inside that grave and say, looks like a nice place.
Those bones look interesting.
Lay down for just a second. I can just lay down.
Yeah, I can't go to that one last glance. I can't go to the grave of obligations.
Right.
And I can't go to the grave of comfort. I have to keep following Christ. And that's what Jesus said, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read that passage here in Luke 14:26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sister, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And as Jesus told that man who said, can I just kind of bid them farewell? Jesus said in Luke 9:62, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
That's right. Mm.
So helpful, especially as we look ahead into the new year, come out of the graveyard of excuses and start setting goals and start following God and being obedient to him in every area of your life. Man, if today's episode was helpful for you, we want to know how it benefited you. Write in and let us know. 252-582-5028. Of course, you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. And don't forget, you can partner with us financially. What a great way to start the new year, becoming a partner, a member of our Clearview Today Show family. Click that donate button and get started. Also want to encourage you to visit mightymuscadine.com. Use that promo code today. That's T-O-D-A-Y. Upon checkout, you'll get a great little discount on their wellness products, as well as sending a portion of those proceeds right back to the Cleveland Today Show. John, what's coming up tomorrow?
Two things. Perspective, God's sovereignty. What you believe about God's sovereignty really dictates every aspect of your spiritual life.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
We're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow.
Love it. Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Cleveland Today.